Good morning, everybody. It's a very nice day out, and it's also a very exciting day because not only did we have an episode last night, obviously, but there is a lot of new exciting news in the challenge and the MTV world. So I don't know if most of you have heard about Paramount Plus, but it is basically replacing CBS All Access, and it's going to become a thing on March 4th. And one of the big things that's going to be premiering with Paramount Plus is a reunion of the first season of The Real World. So it's going to be a homecoming type with everybody from Real World in New York. Also, if you've been following Twitter or any social media, you might know that the challenge filmed a little 2-week season called All Stars. It was originally called OGs, but a lot of the people they had were not actually OGs, so they changed it to All Stars. And that's also going to premiere with Paramount Plus. Maybe not on the same exact date, so probably a little bit after March 4th, but I'm really excited to see that. And finally, Road Rules is coming back, which basically started based off The Real World and was one of the major reality TV shows of like the 20th century. So it's going to be really cool to see that come back, and it's going to be all new people. So I guess if you want to audition, like go ahead. Let's hope you don't take my spot. But yeah, I'm really excited to see it come back because I think it's going to be cool to get back into what made reality TV so good. Like older challenge people, Road Rules people, Real World people. Like these are all things that I've like started the reality TV genre. So it's really going to be exciting to see them come back in 2021. So without any further ado, let's get into the actual episode. So last week, it turns out that 9 out of 10 people got their gold skulls. And now everybody is kind of on edge with the game in general. One difference that I've noticed from this season and last season is that last season, people would just ask to go into elimination and everybody would give it to them and not even think twice. But now, people are getting blocked out of going into elimination because also this time you can steal skulls from people. So Josh is probably not going to help CT or Darrell get their skull because CT and Darrell could turn around and say, "Well, I want to take your skull. You don't go to the final and you go home." So it's pretty smart gameplay compared to what we've seen before. And I really like that now you have to earn your skull, but you might have to take it from somebody else. Not everybody is going to get a skull. And if you don't get a skull, you don't go to the final. Because last time, everybody got a skull. And by that time, it was kind of boring and a little bit anticlimactic because you want to actually see people go home. Because they weren't prepared for the final. That's what makes the skull thing so exciting is that threat. But when everybody has the same opportunities, it's not that fun. So I actually kind of like seeing certain people be blocked out of it. The thing that sucks is that the people that are being blocked out of it are people who I like. Darrell, for example. Like, I want to be able to see him get his skull, but it might not happen. Because his gameplay allows him to fly under the radar until the final, and then he wins the final. And it's like, why didn't we get him out before? But people have always struggled with that, and now they might not struggle if they just keep him out. And if he doesn't win, then he won't get his chance. Gabby also gave up her chance last episode, which was pretty ridiculous because she knows that she would have won. And she feels like her double agent reign was kind of a waste, which it was, because she blindsided Amber and she gave her a really easy gold skull. And she got Amber M out of the game. And now Amber feels blindsided, so they may not be able to work together. And Devin, who's Gabby's partner, is pretty selfish about it. He says that he cares more about winning the game than helping her get her skull. Which is understandable, but I think that it might be good for them to at least try to work together because they don't work together well at all. And I think it's their downfall. They just both want to be in charge and it doesn't really work out for them. And that's why Devin annoys a lot of people because he's super selfish. He can't keep his mouth shut and he admits that, but he doesn't want to make any changes. So I think people are just going to see Devin as that type of person. And it's good that he has his goal, but if you're in a partnership, you should be willing to help out your partner too, because that may be the only chance that you get to go to the final. And people are probably going to steal his goal now, and now Gabby might not get a chance. So it's really unfortunate for the two of them. It's not a real season of The Challenge without Josh trying to hook up with somebody on the cast. And during his first season, which was War of the Worlds 1, season 33, he became partners with Amanda, and he tried to flirt with her and tell her how pretty she was, and she turned him down right away. And then, I believe in the next season, he tried to hook up with Georgia. I don't actually know what happened with that, because I haven't seen season 34 yet, or haven't seen it all, so I must not have gotten to that part yet. I didn't actually know that they hooked up. But I heard about it, which honestly is not surprising to me. During season 35, he hooked up with Melissa. I'm not going to say tried to, because they actually did sleep together. And I think they kissed, but I don't know if it transpired into anything more than that. Which, I mean, I'm not really surprised, but I am surprised that something actually sort of worked out for him. And now this season, he's like best friends with Nani. But she's made it very clear that she doesn't really want anything from him. She family zones him. And if you don't know what that means, it means that you say, well, he or she's like family to me. And basically, I don't want anything more than that. But she does this after he starts flirting with her. And she doesn't tell him to his face. But I think that she should, because it might kind of get him to back off a little bit. But I'm starting to think that he might not try again, because they are such good friends, and it might not make sense for their partnership to try to make something romantic happen. And she's obviously not interested. And you kind of feel bad for the guy, because a lot of people aren't interested in what he has to offer romantically, which is sad. And it makes you feel like, if I'm ever on TV, like, are people going to treat me like that? And it almost, like, it makes me feel bad to just make fun of him all the time. But just, he kind of does it to himself, because I don't think that it's ever going to be anything romantic like he wants it to be. And it honestly feels like it could just be a joke. But I think he just needs to let it come to him. You know, like, we've seen it every single season, and it just has never really worked out the way that he wants it to. So I think he really needs to rethink just his strategy with that as a whole. The next major scene of the episode is Lolo considering leaving because she has been blocked out of an opportunity to get her school, or at least she believes. But the thing with her is that she has also not won a challenge yet. And so she hasn't had the opportunity to throw herself in. And she kind of feels like it's the house's fault that she hasn't gone in. But I am honestly very surprised that she has not been able to win a daily yet. Because she has Nam, who's probably one of the strongest male competitors there. But they just don't work well together. And he knows how important winning is. But I think just with her attitude, like, they're just not going to be able to make it happen. And it's unfortunate for the both of them, because they may not be thrown in to get their skulls. But Nam talks about it a lot less than his partner does. And to me, it just kind of seems like she's being a little bit of a sore loser, because she says that she wants to go home and train for the Olympics, which is good. But if you wanted to train for the Olympics, then why would you come out here? Because you know that you're probably going to be out here for a set amount of time. And if you make it to the end, you're not going to be able to train. So I think it would have been smarter for her to just stay home. Because I don't know why she expected that she would be able to make it to the finals so easily. And now she's becoming a major topic of conversation. Everybody says that she's struggling. And people are nervous that she's going to leave. Which is a little bit nerve-wracking, especially as a viewer, because you don't really want anybody to quit, because it's sad. Like, whatever the reason is, it's pretty unfortunate, and it also takes away spots from people who may have wanted to come on the show but didn't get called in favor of this person. Like, if I'm Jenny West, for example, because she got called for the season but then she got dropped, I think I would be pretty upset. And also, if I'm Amber, I'm going to be pretty upset too because I just went home. And then now if Lolo decides to leave, which I don't know if she will, but it's possible, like I would be upset that I wasn't able to stay for a little bit longer. So I'm starting to understand why TJ doesn't like quitters. I appreciated that he was so supportive of Leo, and he was pretty supportive of Kaylee too, because the girls threw her stuff over the balcony and were being just really disrespectful with her belongings. But like other people, there's really no excuse for it. And there's been some really crazy quits in the past, and I think that this will be one of them if she decides to leave. And it may not even be the actual reason. Maybe she's lying about it, or maybe production has something else planned. But either way, like, I think that she should just stay and suck it up because she may get a chance. And she claims to think that it's going to be such an easy win. So if it's such an easy win, then you should stay and see it out. So I don't know what's going to happen. But whatever happens, like, it's probably going to be pretty unfortunate for her. Today's daily is called Mission Airlift. So what's going to happen is a helicopter is going to pull up to a boat, and the partners have to jump off the boat onto the ropes and hold on until a designated drop zone. From there, it's a swimming race until they reach a button, and then their time will be stopped, and the team with the best time will become the double agents. So the three teams I think are going to do the best at this are Nam and Lolo, because they're both really physical and they both seem like they'd be really good swimmers. Casey and Leroy, because they're just really good at everything and they've won two challenges at this point. And Leroy is also becoming a really good swimmer now. He wasn't before, but he is definitely practicing when he's at home. And Casey's a really good motivator. So the two of them just work really well together, which is a strict contrast from what happened at the beginning of the season. They didn't really trust each other because they were in opposite alliances and they felt like they couldn't tell each other certain things, and now they're almost like best friends. And the last team that will probably do well is the Killers, Kyle and Cam, because they also do well at everything and they're both really good competitors. Kyle has really proved himself this season. I used to think that he wasn't that good. When he made finals, I felt like it was kind of just luck, but he's actually doing pretty well this season. I think it's because of Cam, but he's become a lot more enjoyable to watch, and you really want to see him do well. So if any of those teams win, I would be happy. I would also be happy if Big T and CT were going to win, but it's kind of hard with Big T because she may not be able to hold on to the rope. She doesn't really like large distances, and she doesn't like being super high up. She's like deathly afraid of heights, so it could be kind of detrimental to their success, but I guess we'll just have to see what happens. People always surprise us in these challenges. The biggest fail of the daily goes to Josh and Nani, which is actually pretty unfortunate because Josh tried to help Nani get closer to her rope, and in turn he missed his rope, so he wasn't able to go. She fell off and they got disqualified. They weren't able to go again, and he was pretty upset about it because he felt like they could have won, which they have swam together before. So I think they could have actually done a pretty decent job, maybe gotten third or fourth place, which is really not that bad for them because they do actually work well together. So it's kind of unfortunate to see them consistently not doing well. And the annoying part is that Devin, of course, wants to antagonize them and instigate fights. He talks about how poorly they did. He says, well, as long as I don't miss my rope, like, I'll be good. And then the kicker is that when he goes, he misses his rope. And so he does exactly what he didn't want to do. He does what he made fun of Josh for doing, and it just makes him look like an idiot. But I think Devin always looks like an idiot because he likes to antagonize and instigate. That's what he's known for. Like, he's not really known for doing that well in the challenges. Like, that's his only way of making himself known and making himself, like, a good competitor because he causes drama. But then if you go and do the same thing, like, you can't talk. And then Josh and Nani are still upset at him even when he does poorly. So just, like, it just didn't benefit him in any way. And just the comments from the peanut gallery, I feel like, are really getting old, especially from him. Because nobody else really cares enough to antagonize each other. But he's always like, well, I won't do that. Like, you looked stupid. Big brother sucks. And that's just all that he talks about. And just gets old after a while. I think that the viewers are really starting to get annoyed by him. Just his behavior during that daily really annoyed me. We were promised a shock in the daily challenge, and the shock ends up being Big T. She and CT win by such a large margin, they blow everybody out of the water, literally and figuratively. And it kind of makes me wonder why she's not more confident in herself. Because she always talks about how she may not do well at this or that, but then she ends up doing really well, or at least decent. So I wish that she would be able to tell herself that, hey, I can actually do well at this. Like, I'm here for a reason. And she's not just there to have a good time. She's there to compete, and she is a really good competitor. And I think CT kind of brings that out in her. She decided to stay humble, but then she revealed that she was in a swim team in high school, and then she did pole dancing lessons, but she didn't want to tell him anything in case she didn't do well, which is just an example of how she needs to be more confident and be more proud of what she's done in the past. Because she's really good at this game, and I think that maybe she feels like she's not that good, but she's impressed me a lot, and we just have to protect Big T at all costs. Like, honestly, she's amazing, and I love seeing her on the show. I love seeing her get better at this, and I think that she has a good chance to win with him because they're so supportive of each other, and now I think that she may not be as afraid to talk about what she's done in the past, or be as afraid to do well in the challenges. Now that CT has won the daily, he's not going to get blocked out of getting his goal. And he decides that he wants to go against the goof. The goof is Josh. CT gives him that nickname, and it's kind of hilarious. But CT is trying to pull in a lot of different people, and a questionable strategy he has is to pull in Darrell, because he wants Darrell to vote for Josh, which, if you don't remember, Darrell's partner is Amber B, who is in the Big Brother Alliance, and they've been loyal to each other since the beginning. And so now Darrell is in this swing vote position where he can go against his partner or he can go against CT. And Darrell's strategy is really to fly under the radar and just make it to a final. So this might actually not work out well this time, because if he's the swing vote, everybody's going to be expecting him to be on their side. And he doesn't really know what he's going to do. But I think it's best for him to actually stick with Big Brother and throw Devin in, or maybe even do like a burn vote, maybe on Nam and Lila, for example, or Casey and Leroy, or somebody who is really not even ever a contender, because that way it'll be a tie. It'll be on CT to decide who goes in, then he can pick Josh, and then Darrell won't really have the blood on his hands, which I don't want to see Darrell get in trouble at all, or really have him feel like he's making such major decisions, because I want to see him do well, and I think that if he makes the wrong decision here, it could really be detrimental to his game. But I hope that he sticks with Big Brother, which I think is the best thing for him and his partnership, and just him and his longevity in the game. So it'll be really interesting to see what he does. Lolo makes the really difficult decision to quit the game, and honestly, I'm pretty upset by it. And I feel like it's kind of a misguided decision, because her reasoning is that she doesn't want to stay if she's not going to be able to go to the final, and she would rather go home and train for the Winter Olympics. Which, if you really wanted to go home and train, like, why didn't you just stay home and train? Why would you come out here and try to go to the final, which she may not even win, and then you go home with nothing and you don't have time to train? So I feel like if that was her excuse, she should have just stayed home. And she claims that it would have been an easy $1 million. So if it's an easy $1 million, why wouldn't you stay and try to stick it out? It's possible that she may not have actually been blocked out of getting a skull forever. It could have been a double elimination, or maybe Nam could have gotten traded from her somehow, and she could have gotten a partner that she could have won with. But she's a very alpha female, and I just don't know that she'll be able to succeed in this type of environment ever. So I think that this will probably be her first and only season. Now we have two rogue agents, Nam and Corey, which who knows what's going to happen with that. Neither of them can go in and get their skull, so it's basically two people that are not going to be able to probably ever get their skull. And if there's only one elimination this episode, who's going to end up with Corey or who's going to end up with Nam? One of them may not get a partner, which is pretty unfortunate. That's why I don't like the whole rogue agents thing, because they don't have to participate in the daily and they're not eligible to be voted in, but at the same time, they can't get their skull. And so I feel like they should at least be eligible to be voted in, so that way they get the opportunity. And if they go home, they go home, but at least they got the shot. So this is the first time that we've had two rogue agents, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Devin and Gabby end up getting voted in by the house, and CT is probably pretty upset about it, because now in order to get a skull, he's going to have to be his best friend. But I think that he should just go in, get the skull, and then worry about the numbers later. And it just so turns out that he may not actually have to go against Devin, because there is a security breach this episode. And we won't see what happens until next episode, but I think it's going to be a double elimination for the men. I think that Josh will also come down because he had the second most amount of votes. And then CT and Big T will decide a fourth person to go down. And then if CT gets to decide between Josh and Devin, that's perfect for him because he doesn't have to go against his best friend. He can get Josh out, which was his plan all along. So I think that next episode is going to be really exciting. This episode was exciting too, but it sucks that it ended on a cliffhanger because I feel like it really would have ended well with a double elimination. But until then, we'll just have to see what happens with next episode. The previews look really interesting. Everybody's kind of fighting with each other, and I think that it's going to start getting a little bit crazy. I think that partners are going to get shaken up a little bit, and you might be running with somebody different in the final than you assumed. So I'm excited for next episode by far. It looks like it's going to be the most fun out of what we've had so far. Before I sign off for the day, I would like to just ask anybody who's consistently listening to my material and really likes what I have to say, it would be great if you would be willing to leave a review or like or a subscribe. It would take less than a minute of your time, and it would be greatly appreciated and helpful for me to get this out to new people. I hope you all have a great week, and I will see you next time.